welcome. We're opening the doors to the Radio Thrift Shop. Digging in the crates for 33s, 45s, scratchy 78s, older and newer cassette releases, and compact discs. We're going to find classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library and production music, easy listening, and just about everything else that tickles my ears. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for tuning in. Let's explore the thrift shop.
Thank you.
Galt McDermott's first natural hair band. And yes, that is Galt McDermott, who wrote the music for the musical Hair. That's a tune called Walking in Space. And we started off with the Ian Langley Group and Soul Ship. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and we are digging through the crates here at the Radio Thrift Shop with the whole idea of bringing you some music that you don't typically hear on the radio airwaves. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Right now, I'm going to pull something off the shelf that I hadn't heard before until very recently. It's from an album that was released back in the 1970s. Very beautiful song, and good songwriting and good musicianship. If you know who the musician slash singer is for this song, send me an email at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Just curious, who out there knows who this musician is? Let's drop the needle.
The seas that you're sailing are storm-tossed, and it appears that you are lost. Just remember that you can have rainbows without the rain, and the sun's gonna shine eventually. Gonna paint the sky so beautifully. All over the world you'll find it's the same. You can have rainbows without the rain, without the rain. When someone you love has got you to feeling low, there is something I want you to know. Just remember that you can have rainbows without the rain, and the sun's gonna shine eventually. Gonna paint the sky so beautifully. Rainbows without the rain, without the rain. When you're not sure where you're going and you feel like turning back, here's something you can rely on. It's a natural fact that you can have rainbows. No, you can have rainbows without the rain, and the sun's gonna shine eventually. Gonna paint the sky so beautifully. Perhaps this is all just a silly refrain, but you can have rainbows without the rain, without the rain. La da 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 dum, la da 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 dum, la da 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 dum, ba da da.
Exploring science in the sea. Killer whales are a bit provincial. They're split into small regional populations that stay on their own. They almost never interact with others. The smallest of these groups is the southern resident population. It's found in the Pacific Northwest. There are so few of the whales that they're listed as an endangered species. The population is split into three smaller groups, known as pods. Each pod consists of several families, which are headed by older females. Each pod has its own range and even its own dialect. All three pods spend most of the year around Washington's Puget Sound, where they gorge on Chinook salmon. During the winter, though, they range far afield. Whales have been tracked as far north as Alaska and as far south as Central California, up to thousands of miles in a single season. The total population of southern residents has never been big. Estimates say there probably were a couple of hundred of them in the 19th century, but whaling, plus capture for marine parks, drastically reduced the numbers. New protection policies produced a rebound, but it didn't last. In recent years, the number of whales has remained in the mid-70s. There have been few new births, and there are more newborn males than females, which makes it harder to rebuild the population. To add to their woes, the number of salmon has gone down, while pollution and boat noise have gone up, increasing the pressure on this isolated group of killer whales. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio from DJ Frederick, spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave since 1975. Beautiful song from the 2019 LP Firesides by the band Heron and Crane. That was Cave Cricket Crossing. Before that, we heard Chip Wickham from a 45 released in 2011, Hit and Run. Well, this is DJ Frederick. There aren't too many hits on the radio thrift shop, and we definitely try not to run. Walking's okay. We're digging into the crates. If you have any comments, questions, or requests, email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
1, 2. Still alive. the Wichita lineman is still on the line. It is 4:12.
This is Bird Note. Some birds are just misunderstood and have been for centuries. Take the eared grebe, for example. The earliest description in the North American literature, dating from 1577 and based on Aztec observations, notes, its food is its feathers. Only sometimes it eats fish. Strange as it sounds, grebes do indeed eat their own feathers. Eared grebes eat mainly brine shrimp and aquatic insects, which have rigid exoskeletons, making them both tough to digest and potentially damaging to the intestines. So, grebes evolved to use their feathers as a way to slow down digestion. After the bird swallows them, the feathers enter a three-part stomach. First, a storage chamber, then a gizzard, and lastly, a pouch. The feathers form dense balls in both the gizzard and final pouch and appear to slow the passage of food long enough that the food can be safely liquefied. The tough bits are then regurgitated within a ball of feathers, much the way owls spit up pellets of bones from their prey. A grebe may pop out as many as 6 feather balls in an evening. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
What is ham radio? It's the most fun you can have with a radio. Talk to people around the world or even orbiting the world.
And you don't need a 2-year contract or internet access to do it.
Learn about electronics and be of service to your community. ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, has over 2,000 clubs across the country, including this one in your area.
For more information on the Amateur Radio Club in the Kearsarge region, check out the Kentuckook Valley Radio Club at k1bke.wordpress.com. And speaking of amateur radio, there's also amateur press. I'm a member of the National Amateur Press Association, also known as NAPA, who has recently started adding audio discs to their monthly mailings of independent journals. And we're going to hear a segment that I've been including in the audio bundles for NAPA. This is Random Radio Notes about Radio Emma Talk. This is Random Radio Notes, Volume 1, Number 2. I'm Frederick Moe, and this is published for the National Amateur Press Association. In this edition, I'd like to introduce you to Radio Emma Talk. It's a radio program that celebrates the wireless station 2MT. In 1922, from a long, low hut full of long, low people, a small group of young Marconi employees entertained radio amateurs and listeners across the UK and beyond with regular experimental broadcasts every Tuesday evening. Now, the broadcasts originated from Rittle on the outskirts of Chelmsford, Essex, and the enthusiastic team, led by Captain Peter Eckersley, assembled their transmitter together with gramophone player, microphone, and on occasions a piano from the local pub to entertain listeners. Now, transmissions from Radio Emma Talk lasted for just a year, but their impact was enormous. Many of the people involved moved on to make major contributions to the works of Marconi and the BBC. Now, my friend Jim Salmon has been working on celebrating Radio Emma Talk with a radio program called Radio Emma Talk World Service. It's a program that is broadcast every month on shortwave stations around the globe. So instead of talking a whole lot about Radio Amatoc, I'm going to give you a listen. Let's hear the opening identifications of Radio Amatoc.
Hello, CQ. Hello, CQ.
Radio Amatoc. This is the Radio Amatoc World Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Amatoc.
Namaste, good morning, good afternoon or good evening. आप जहाँ कहीं भी सुन रहे हैं, आप सबका Radio Amatoc World Service पे स्वागत है.
Wherever you are, you're with Radio Amatoc.
There may be some atmospherics, there may be some jamming, there may be some oscillation. Woo! But hang on, CQ, we're just going to
And now, for the next 30 minutes, the Radio Amatoc World Service presents 2MT Remembered, the Aleutra Report, Our Friends in Radio, Station Zong, and Contact.
This is Radio Amatoc.
Well, good day to you and a very warm welcome to the first in a series of programs entitled the Radio Amatoc World Service. Our aim is to provide a radio-related entertainment and information program and to raise awareness of the Radio Amatoc project. Radio Amatoc? Well, this is a part-time, pop-up, enthusiast, amateur, very amateur, radio station created to celebrate the UK's first regular radio broadcast service, 2MT. And over the coming months, we hope to tell the story of this small, inspiring and unique radio service, which broadcast from a wooden hut in Riddle on the outskirts of Chelmsford, Essex, on Tuesday evenings between February 1922 and February 1923. We also will be celebrating the wonderful hobby of radio listening and transmitting, past and present, and we welcome your participation. Details of how you can get in touch with us are coming up, and we look forward to hearing from you. So it just remains for me to say welcome from me, Jim Salmon, also known as 2E0RMI. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the programme.
Wherever you are with the Radio Amatoc World Service.
And that is the opening of the Radio Amatoc World Service. For more information, you can visit Amatoc, that's EMMATOC.org, or you can write to amatoc1922@gmail.com. This has been Random Radio Notes, Volume 1, Number 2, and I'm DJ Frederick.
Baby, you're right.
60s band The Circle with She Was Here. Before that, Orpheus from Boston, Can't Find the Time. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I hope you're digging what we're doing here at the Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me. The email address is freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Here's a program from our archives. Walking through a forest, a hunter pauses to summon his hawk. We're listening to the sounds of falconry, one of the world's oldest sports. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
This is Bandit. He's a Harris hawk.
Pulse of the Planet listener Dan Cicchini is among a number of hunters who practice falconry, the ancient sport of kings, in which falcons and hawks are used to seize prey. Today, Dan is out hunting with his hawk, Bandit.
I'm just petting him here on the chest here. He's kind of fluffed out. It's sunny out. It's a little bit cool. This is about as cool as Harris hawks can take or like. So what we'll do is I'll put him up in a tree and we can work along the trees here and see if we can find any bunnies through this area.
The birds used in falconry are trained to fly from a person's fist in search of prey and then return there when the hunter gives a signal, such as a whistle. But hawks will sometimes stay in the brush near their prey, so Bandit is wearing bells around its ankles in case Dan needs help locating him.
He's up there now. He's enjoying the sun here. He's kind of just preening, and he did what's called rousing, which is kind of raising her feathers up and shaking them. Let's see if I can get him to come along over here a little bit more. Let's go! When I first let him go, he went into a branch about 10 feet off the ground. As he comes along, he'll tend to move up in a tree a bit, so he's maybe anywhere from 25 to 50 feet up in the tree. And then if any quarry gets up, he's got the advantage of using gravity to give him some momentum, just like they do in the wild. Plus, he's got a bigger field of view when he's got a higher perch like that.
Go!
Several hundred falconers will be convening this week at the annual meeting of the North American Falconers Association. You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
We'll be right back.
Spanky and our gang, I'd like to get to know you. Before that, the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band with The Smell of Incense. And we started off with a Sitar Outreach Ministry from a cassette released in 2016. That was Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells theme. And that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I hope you've been grooving to the tunes. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.